The Sports Cast, October 31st, 2022. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, and Apple Podcast. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcast, please leave a rating and review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on digital radio. Visit us on thesportscast.net and also our Twitter, thesportscast1, and download our app, The Sports Cast. You can also listen to our other podcasts in this network, the Top 25 Rundown, new show on Wednesday, all college sports. And then, of course, Sports Talk 101 tomorrow night, Thursday, Jersey Boys, and, of course, this show, The Update. Anyways, what a night last night. What a day yesterday. A lot going on. But we are now convinced that the Eagles are the best team in Pennsylvania. And joining us all the way from Pittsburgh, Joey Bag of Donuts. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Happy Halloween. It's a very scary, spooky time for the Steelers. Their costume is they're trying to pretend to be an NFL team.
Yeah. Yeah. How bad was it? Like, I didn't catch the game, but I know AJ Brown got a lot of highlights. Is that what happened?
AJ Brown just absolutely torched him. Steelers are just a bad team. It's just really bad. And the Eagles are a really good team. So it was the score was even, what was it, 35-13 or something like that. It was even worse than that. It could have been 100-13.
It could have been. But you know something? We all knew Pickett was going to have a tough schedule ahead of him.
Yeah, I mean, rookie quarterback, what do you expect? But still, it's just everything's bad. There's nothing good going on with the Steelers right now.
Nothing good. We'll see what happens. Usually Mike Tomlin turns things around towards the end of the season, maybe become 8-8.
There's a weaker schedule coming up. So, but I mean, at this point, it doesn't matter because just the team is just really bad. They are at a low point, and there's just a lot of questions. They have a bye next week, and there's a lot of questions, and they need to come up with a lot of answers. So we'll see what they do.
Joey has questions. I have questions, but those answers won't be revealed in a few weeks from now. Joe, are you ready to recap week 8 of the NFL season 2022?
Yes. Let's do it.
Get it going. Panthers at Atlanta. DJ Moore hauled a last minute touchdown pass, but ripped off his helmet. Carolina's Atlanta's Eddie Pinheiro missed a pair of potential winning kicks, and the Atlanta Falcons escaped with a victory that was improbable as their spot in the standings. First place of the NFC South. Can you believe it, Joe?
Unbelievable. And if the Panthers won, they would have, the entire AFC South would have been 3-5, which would have been crazy. But Atlanta is amazing. They were picked to be like last in the NFL, and here they are, the first place in their own division.
And Mariota, comeback season maybe? I don't know what to call it. Threw three touchdown passes, 20 of 28 for 253 yards. Yes, 253 yards. Maybe that's what the Steelers need now. They should have got him instead of Trubisky.
Possibly, but it's just really weird how the Atlanta has been playing. Mariota threw some touchdowns, but he hasn't really thrown it at all. This entire year, they've just been doing it by run defense, and it's been working somewhat, but it's just really weird that they get all these draft picks, wide receiver and tight end, high in the draft, and then they choose not to pass. It was really weird. So Atlanta, hey, good for them. They're getting it done.
We'll see how far they can hold that first place spot. The Cowboys are at least the best team in the NFC East. They beat Chicago 49-29. Micah Parsons, don't forget that name, ran a touchdown from a fumble return. It was actually, people thought it was over. It was done when he got the ball. No, very smart individual. Ran it for a touchdown. They beat the Bears 49-29. Dak Prescott hasn't slowed down. Someone actually from the Bears stepped on his hand, if you haven't seen that replay. But he was 21-27 for 250 yards with an interception. It's okay. On his second game back after missing 5 games with a fractured right thumb. Cowboys are the real deal?
Cowboys are very much the real deal. I mean, they were winning with Cooper Rush. That's how good they were. But really, Micah Parsons is this team, and he is such a difference maker. That was an amazing play. Also, a very heads-up play by him to just get up and run for the touchdown. But yeah, Dallas is are they the third or fourth best team in the league? I don't know. Not the third, but they might be the fourth best team in football.
Don't you say. Don't you say. But it's
how about the Cowboys?
Is the NFC East good? I don't know. They look pretty strong. Washington won yesterday. Not sure if that means anything, but we'll get to Washington soon. But is the NFC East a heavy division?
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, because you have Eagles, which is basically the second best team in the league. You have Dallas, which is maybe the fourth best team in the league. The Giants are surprising, and then Washington. Well, who cares about them? I mean, yeah, they're winning. So it's
two in a row.
The NFC East is tough.
NFC East, a darling of the NFL. Miami beat Detroit Lions in Detroit, Ford Field, 31-27. Detroit only scored it in the first half. Miami, Waddle, Tua, there is a connection there. And, of course, Tyreek Hill, 188 yards. Waddle had 106 yards, 2 touchdowns. The Hill and Waddle combined, Joe, 1,688 yards combined.
Tua is officially back. I think the Steelers defense did a pretty good job of neutralizing him, and plus he was rusty when the Dolphins played the Steelers. But this game, holy cow. The connection with Tua and Tyreek Hill and Waddle is amazing. And yeah, it's Detroit, but still very, very impressive. They're putting up good numbers, and that's a really good news for the Dolphins.
And some highlights from Detroit. Jared Goff had 27 of 37 for 221 yards with a touchdown. Goff would have a second score passing at the end of the first half, but Josh Reynolds dropped the pass in the end zone, and the Lions settled for a field goal. So this Lions team is good on paper, but their defense needs some tweaking on it, doesn't it?
It's still a bad team. They're years away from being good, but they're at least exciting when they lose. At least they put up some points when they lose games now.
Another highlight from that game in halftime, the Lions announced that Barry Sanders will have a statue, the first statue of the Lions outside of their stadium.
He deserves it. He's maybe the greatest NFL running back ever. You could argue that. I think it's Walter Payton, but still, Barry Sanders is very much in that conversation for greatest ever. So yeah, he deserves a statue. And it's just so sad because you had one of the greatest players of all time and you put him on a lousy team, and he was still good, but still, imagine Barry Sanders on a good team. That would have been amazing.
Barry Sanders, of course, he actually faxed to the Lions saying thank you.
Oh, he faxed them. That's nice.
He faxed them.
Maybe
that's his style.
Maybe when they build the statue, he'll send another fax.
Exactly. Very, very lucrative fax. Arizona, Minnesota, Za'Darius Smith had 3 sacks to help a fired up defense hang on against Kyler Murray, and the Vikings beat the Cardinals 34-26 on Sunday for their 5th consecutive victory. They're number one in the NFC North. Is there a lot of tell there?
Yeah, the tell is that the NFC North stinks. It was supposed to be the Packers division, and the Packers are just going downhill. And the Lions and Bears aren't very good, so by default, it has to be the Minnesota. That is a big question. Is Minnesota actually good? I'm going to say no. I think they're just a little bit lucky, and Arizona is not that good of a team. But hey, the record is the record, but still, I'm still on the camp of the Vikings are actually not that good.
Dalvin Cook rushed for a season-high 111 yards. and a touchdown. Kirk Cousins passed for two scores and ran for another. He runs too, by the way. And the Vikings remain unbeaten at home in coach Kevin O'Connell's rookie year. Kyler Murray passed for 326 yards and a season-high three touchdowns, including a one-handed grab for a score by DeAndre Hopkins, which I saw was pretty impressive. What's up with these one-handed catches? With 47 seconds left in the second quarter, but threw two second-half interceptions that proved costly for the Cardinals. Yeah, it will definitely have a huge pinch the game. Hopkins had 12 catches, Joe, for 159 yards in his second game back from suspension. Rondell Moore, impressive wide receiver, had seven receptions for 92 yards in the fourth quarter touchdown, and Murray's speed kept an active Vikings defense honest all game. Now, Joe, they do have D-Hop. Maybe once it gets warmed up, do you think Arizona will get better?
No. The Cardinals are a joke. Their coach is a joke. Kyler Murray's a joke. They're all a fraud. And Cliff Kingsbury needs to be fired. With all that talent on that team, for them to have this record, I don't care whether Hopkins just showed up or not. That's unacceptable. He is not an NFL coach. He sucks, and he should be fired.
Yeah, that has been calls for that. But we'll see what happens there. Another game here. It's kind of bad. It was Vegas at New Orleans. This was a chance for Vegas to turn things around. Did not. Kamara scoring his first three touchdowns of the season against the New Orleans. Against the Raiders. Dominate 24-0 over Las Vegas. Kamara converted short receptions into TDs of 36 and 16 yards. He also rushed for a 3-yard score. Andy, the Red Rifle, was 22 of 33 for 229 yards and two touchdowns, Joe. His top receiver was Kamara, who had nine receptions for 96 yards to go with 62 yards rushing. What's going on there? What's going on with the Saints?
Well, Kamara had a huge day, which is a huge coincidence because the NFL trade deadline is tomorrow. So what an amazing coincidence that the guy that they're maybe thinking of trading has a huge day. I don't know. I don't know whether that's going to happen or not. I doubt it because he has a huge contract and there's other issues there. But New Orleans looked good. Their defense, basically, you know, I mean, that's how they were going to win is with defense and running. And, you know, so this is the perfect recipe for them. But the Raiders, what the heck is going on? That is another one. Josh McDaniels, they keep giving him NFL head coaching jobs, and he keeps stinking. Maybe he should go along with Cliff Kingsbury.
There is an offensive coordinator position open in New England, if you haven't known yet. So,
I want.
Speaking about New England, they beat New Jersey Jets. 22-17. Belichick passed the George Halas for second place on the NFL's career victories list. And the last place Patriots continued their mastery of the surprising New York Jets by beating them for the 13th straight time, 22-17. McCourty had two of the Patriots' three interceptions of Zach Wilson. Not doing well there. Nick Folk kicked five field goals against his former team, and Belichick's bunch slowed the Jets, who had won four in a row. Wasn't much of an exciting game, but it was a good win for Belichick and his records.
Belichick is the greatest coach of all time, and what he's doing with this team is that they're winning it all is impressive because it's just not that good of a team. Mac Jones is not Tom Brady, where we figured that out. So it's impressive that you know they could get any wins at all. So good for New England. But the Jets, oh boy, we have a problem. When Breece Hall went down, and he's out for the season, that might have sunk the entire Jets team. This is a team that is hoping to win. Another one that's hoping to win on running and defense. And they had that. Breece Hall was looking amazing, but unfortunately he got hurt. Zach Wilson is a big problem, and that's a big problem for the Jets. He is a bust. And the Jets spent the number 2 overall draft pick on him. And when you draft a franchise quarterback high and he does make it and he's a bust, that sets the franchise back years. They are screwed. Zach Wilson sucks.
Nothing. Jets are screwed. That's what Joe's saying. Anyways, another team that might be screwed for the season, Pittsburgh losing against Philadelphia 35-13. Hurts threw for three touchdown passes to A.J. Brown. The Steelers were double-teaming him. Nothing could have been done. He finished with 285 yards and four touchdowns overall as Philadelphia raced past Pittsburgh 35-13. Brown had six receptions for 156 yards and helped their Eagles win the first seven games for only the second time in franchise history and first since 2004. Your guy, Kenny Pickett, showed more short-term growing pains for Steelers and was 25 of 38 for 191 yards and an interception. Wide receiver Chase Claypool threw for a one-yard pass to fullback Derek Watt on a trick play in the first quarter of Pittsburgh's only touchdown. Joe, your thoughts?
The Eagles are the number two team in the league. They are amazing. They are a juggernaut. If the Super Bowl isn't Bills Eagles, something's wrong. Somebody got hurt or something like that, because they are clearly the two best teams in the league. But the Steelers are, they are a bad team, bad all everywhere, just all phases, offense, defense, even special teams. Everything is bad. They have been exposed as a bad team. AJ Brown just torched them. They exposed that the cornerbacks are not that good. And they'll get better when TJ Watt shows up. But still, it's a sad indictment that one player is out and the whole team goes to crap. But that's basically what happened. And the Steelers' offense is an absolute disaster. Offensive coordinator Matt Canada is a buffoon and a clown, and he also needs to be fired. I want to fire everybody. I'm firing two head coaches and an offensive coordinator now. He is horrible. He is holding the team back. He's holding the city back. He's holding the entire half state, half of western half of Pennsylvania. We might like sink into the ocean or something like that because of offensive coordinator Matt Canada. He should be fired.
The frustration. He speaks for the fans in Pittsburgh. Let's go into Houston. A little bit more of a lighter note. The Titans beat the Texans 17-10. Derrick Henry. The offense runs through Derrick Henry. It doesn't matter who the quarterback is, if it's Tannehill or Malik Willis. He dominated, running for 219 yards, Joe, and two touchdowns to carry the Titans 17-10. It was Henry's fourth straight 200-yard game against the Texans. We tried that. We couldn't do it. He did make him the first player in NFL history to have at least 150 yards and two touchdowns on the ground in four consecutive games against the same opponent. Another record yesterday. That's why October 30th, those games were very important.
Derrick Henry absolutely owns the Texans. Yeah, you those numbers are amazing.
You tried to do Tennessee, those numbers.
Do it. Tennessee is just not that good, but Houston is really bad. Houston has been exposed as a bad team. We thought maybe there was a glimpse of hope. They are really, really, really bad. They might be the worst in the league. They're
worse than the Steelers. There's an upside there.
You're right. They are worse than the Steelers. Henry is heating up, and that's good for them. But still, the Titans don't have a quarterback right now. I don't know what happened. Well, I guess Tannehill was hurt. Maybe that's a temporary thing. But Malik Willis,
knee bang.
Okay, so he's hopefully it's a temporary thing. Malik Willis came in and he was just, you know, he rookie quarterback the thing. You know, he was lost out there. So. So the Titans were lucky to win this game, but still Tennessee has major problems. Hopefully Tannehill can do a little bit better.
Willis only had he only threw for 55 yards with an interception. So they chiseled themselves out of it. So this could have been the Texans' moment to win it. Mills had 17 of 29 for 152 yards with an interception and a touchdown, struggling more than usual with top receiver Nico Collins. Never heard of him with an injury. So another AFC South win for the Titans, of course, a little struggly. Another pitiful game, but Washington grinding it out, chiseling out against Indianapolis 17-16. And they're in a two-game winning streak, Joe. Taylor Heinicke came on clutch on a 9-play, 89-yard drive spanning to 217 to take the 1-point lead. Indianapolis, of course, their owner was talking crap about Snyder, who's the owner of the Commanders. They didn't talk, I believe, when they went when it came to game time, but another disappointing game. Nothing much going on there.
That would have been awkward. Yeah, I mean, it was Heinicke. You got to root for someone like that. You know, he's not like a long term great quarterback, but still, he's Carson Wentz certainly is, and Carson Wentz is bad. Indianapolis has just chosen to punt on the season, which is really curious because they have a pretty good record, but they're not going to play Matt Ryan anymore, I guess, because they want to save money on like performance bonuses and stuff. So they're going with this rookie Ellinger, who is absolutely horrible. Again, when you throw rookies in there, this is what they do. They're like a deer caught in the headlights. They're just not ready. So I guess the Colts are just punting the season, which is really weird, and maybe they'll just try to get a quarterback next year.
And of course, JT John Taylor got injured towards the beginning of the game. So Colts are definitely not looking good. We'll see if Irsay votes Snyder out, maybe. No, I'm kidding. We'll see what happens. NFC West showdown. San Francisco, 31-24, 14 against the Rams. Christian McCaffrey could throw a ball to a touchdown, by the way. Became the 11th player in NFL history with a rushing touchdown, a passing touchdown, Joe, and one more thing, and a receiving touchdown in one game. The 49ers extended their regular season mastery over the Rams to four full years with 31-14 victory over LA on Sunday. CMC, whole different dimension, whole different level, 2.0. Can I say that, Joe?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he was, you know, he's awesome when he was healthy with the Panthers, but that wasn't very often. But now he's on a really good team, a really good player on a really good team. We might just see, you know, McCaffrey just start heating up and dominating. It's exciting. I mean, yeah, he even threw a touchdown pass. That was amazing. So it'll be really exciting to see what the 49ers become now. They might be up there with the Cowboys for the team, the fourth best team in the league.
And the Vikings. Garoppolo passed for 235 yards and two touchdowns as San Francisco scored 24 unanswered points to finish its eighth consecutive regular season victory over its NFC West rival. Of course, McCaffrey threw a touchdown pass for Carolina in 18. And Niners coach Kyle Shanahan decided to try it again in only a second game with his new playmaker. CMC, that's what they're calling him, is becoming the star of the show. Stafford, you remember him, passed 187 yards and scored his first rushing touchdown since 2016 for the defending Super Bowl champions Rams, 3-4. This Rams team, they're not going to repeat the Super Bowl this year, right?
You never know what's going to happen. Maybe they'll get OBJ and be good again or something like that. But right now, it's just sad. It's crazy. The Rams, the Packers, and the Buccaneers all were like the top team in previous years, and now they've just all sunk. It happens, you know, teams get old, stuff happens, but the Rams are just bad right now.
Time for a new champion. All right, Giants at Seattle. Tyler Lockett had a stream of visitors. The opportunity that he seized it, securing a 33-yard touchdown catch that provided a decisive points in Seattle's 27-13 win over the Giants. The Giants had a like six-game winning streak. Came down to a close against Seattle. Geno Smith, impressive, was 23 of 34 for 212 yards and two touchdowns.
This is a battle of two of the biggest surprises of the year. Nobody expected the Giants or Seattle to be good, especially Seattle. My goodness. I mean, I just remember making fun of them for having Geno Smith. Like, Geno Smith, why would you want this guy? And yeah, look at him now. The thing is, I think the Giants are a bit, I don't want to say they're a fraud, but they're a bit of a anomaly. It's almost like the Jets. Daniel Jones, he's okay, but really they're just Saquon Barkley is the team, and Seattle was able to stop Barkley, so they stopped the team, and that's basically the recipe of how they beat the Giants. So the Giants are going to be in a little bit of trouble, but Seahawks I think are legit. not only is Geno Smith like one of the better quarterbacks in the league, but they have this amazing draft class where all of their rookies are contributing and doing well. And that has just helped Seattle so much. Hey, Pete Carroll, got to give him all the respect. This is an amazing job he's done. Everybody thought that Seattle would be the worst, and they are one of the better teams in the league.
Hey, those old coaches, you gotta give them props, those veteran coaches. Kenneth Walker finished with 51 yards on 18 carries. He was better last week, so we'll see if he does better. Okay, Green Bay losing against Buffalo 27-17. Stephon Diggs had a game-high 6 catches for 108 yards and ran for a perfect route and making a 26-touchdown catch and a 27-17 win over the Packers. Packers, their slump is continuing. Rodgers finished 19 of 30 for 203 yards. Your thoughts over this game? There was no chance for the Packers to win, right?
No chance, not in Buffalo. The Packers are in trouble. They're just trying to figure it out. They're trying to, like, Chris Collins was like, well, what if they had Davante Adams? Well, dude, they don't. He's gone. They're struggling. I think the Packers will eventually figure it out a little bit. And I think they'll do better and they'll win some games and maybe make the playoffs. But it's a struggle right now. And the Buffalo is just basically the number one team in the league. They are unstoppable.
Josh Allen finished 13 of 25 for 218 yards and 2 touchdowns with 2 interceptions. Well, there you have it. That is our NFL Week 8 recap. But there's one game left tonight. Ohio rivalry, Cincinnati Bengals at the Cleveland Browns. It's going to be an iffy game. What's going to happen tonight on Halloween, Monday Night Football?
Bengals are going to win, even though they don't have Ja'Marr Chase. Cleveland is just a mess. They are an absolute mess. This is how it was always supposed to be. They were always going to be a mess because of everything that's gone on. So Cincinnati, they're just starting to figure things out, even though with Ja'Marr Chase, they still have a lot of talent. They still have Higgs, Tyler Boyd. So they'll be fine. Cincinnati's going to win.
And World Series Game 3, who goes up 2-1? Houston at Philly. Who you got?
Philly. Go. I don't like anything Philadelphia, but still go Phillies. I hate the Astros that much.
Just for this moment. All right, Joe, what is the best way to reach you online to talk to you about your Halloween costume that you have right now, or will it be different tonight?
It will be different tonight. I like that. I have a giant pickle costume, but I'm Joey Bag of Donuts, VN7F, and 100 grand is the best Halloween candy.
Yes, it is. I had one yesterday. It was so good.
So good. Oh, they're so good.
I forgot they still existed. Joe was wearing a Captain America head covering mask. If you can't see it on the podcast, so it was great. See it on the YouTube, and of course you can reach us at thesportscast.net or thesportscast1 on Twitter and Instagram. Joe, may you have a safe Halloween night.
Thank you. You too.
And this was your update.